Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Sadu Nandumi of the American Enterprise Institute and the Wall Street Journal, his column in the Wall Street Journal looking at Afghanistan and the withdrawal of the U.S. and ISAF forces puts the Taliban on the offensive. What does this mean for the whole of Central Asia, especially for the subcontinent? Sadanan, the death, the murder, the brutal murder of Danish Siddiqui, an Indian Pulitzer Prize-winning photojournalist working with Reuters. The Taliban has made it very clear that it is a medieval organization, and it means to punish, to revenge, to attack. What does this story mean in Delhi right now? How is the Modi government, given all of the crises of the pandemic, of China in the Himalayas, and of the normal fare of a democracy in a crisis, what does Afghanistan mean to Delhi? Good evening to you, Sadhana.
Very good evening, John. Well, in a nutshell, Afghanistan is being looked at in New Delhi with fear, trepidation, and a certain amount of despair. The Indians had, of course, gone in very heavily behind the U.S. when the Taliban was deposed and backed the Afghan government. India is one of the largest aid donors to Afghanistan. It helped build the Afghan parliament, and it built a very strong relationship with the Afghan government, including its security services. And so the overwhelming sense in India is that as the Taliban sweep through the country and the government looks increasingly weak, it looks like 20 years of Indian diplomatic effort is about to go down the tubes.
Pakistan is an adversary in this part of the world. Is Pakistan seen as gaining from the defeat of the U.S. and others? Is Pakistan seen as using the Taliban in some untoward fashion?
That's very much so, John. And in fact, if you look at how actors in that part of the world look at this, they look at it very much in black and white, in zero-sum terms. And so in the Indian imagination in the view of the Indian foreign policy elites, the Taliban is nothing but a proxy for Pakistan. Now, of course, it has been well documented that the Pakistani intelligence service, the ISI, has backed the Taliban. They were responsible for birthing the Taliban in the 1990s. And of course, we all know about the safe haven to the Taliban provided by in Pakistan. But I think in the West, we generally view, we understand that the Pakistanis have a lot of influence over the Taliban, but we don't think of them as one and the same thing. In India, I would say that most analysts essentially look at them as one and the same thing.
The concern then is for the region and turmoil. Does Delhi have a plan B at this point? Does Modi think that Afghanistan in some fashion needs new attention, needs new allies? I'm looking at all of the Eurasia. Everything's in movement. So is Modi looking for other colleagues?
You know, a large question here is that whether we're going to see some kind of return to the kind of loose coalition we saw the last time the Taliban was in power in the late 1990s. Then, as you recall, a loose coalition of Russia, Iran, and India had backed the Northern Alliance, which held out against the Taliban. And, of course, after 9/11, the U.S. changed the balance dramatically because the U.S. worked with the Northern Alliance then to roll back the Taliban. The question now is whether any such alliance will emerge again. One of the things that people are quite concerned about is the fact that the Taliban has this time very carefully attacked some of the northern areas and taken over districts in the north out of which one would imagine a natural resistance to them would spring. So one version out there is that the Taliban are trying to preempt that and ensure that no kind of resistance is built up in the north of the country, which is not dominated by the Pashtuns. Right now, India is looking for its options. In fact, it wants to talk to the Taliban, like many other countries are talking to the Taliban. It's not sure what its options are, but as things develop, it'll be interesting to see.
The refugees. We've just started the story of people being evacuated because they're under fear for their lives. The larger refugee story is how does this country prosper without the aid from the outside? And we can expect, I'm told there are already 500,000 Afghans in Turkey. Is there a sizable Afghan diaspora in India already, or is India prepared for such a thing?
It's not a particularly large diaspora compared to what we've seen in Turkey. And of course, the Turkish numbers also, as you know, in recent weeks have been going up to as much as 1,000 people a day. A lot of them are headed to Europe. They're using Turkey as a staging ground to make it to the EU. India does have Afghan refugees, but it's more been some of the Afghan elites, keep their families in Delhi and they send their children to school in India because it's a calm and stable place. But we haven't seen mass refugees in India. And of course, India does not have a border with Afghanistan. So when you're looking at the refugee situation, I would say that what you'd be looking at is a large outflow to the neighboring countries, including Pakistan and Iran, and then also a large outflow that heads to Turkey, but essentially is trying to make it from Turkey to Europe.
We're looking at the unknowns here, and I don't want to speculate too much, but I want to understand how New Delhi regards the Taliban. Many people are talking to representatives of the Taliban. At the same time, in your most recent publication at the Wall Street Journal, you begin to list the demonstration that the Taliban is savage, that the revenge will be cruel, and that it will be addressed at the educated people, at women, at anyone who defies the Taliban. Is that opinion shared in New Delhi?
Yes, I'd say it's very widely shared. I don't think many people had too many illusions about the Taliban, and I don't think people really bought the idea that was put forward by some people I would describe as Taliban apologists who had made the case that, well, you know, this time we're going to see a kinder, gentler Taliban. And they're going to be different. I think in India there is an appreciation that the Taliban is driven by ideology, that their fighters believe that they are doing God's work on earth, and that we should take that seriously.
India invested a great deal of money and time and experts into building Afghanistan, especially the Kabul area. Those investments were wise at the time. Are they going to be abandoned as well? How does India think about all of that infrastructure that they built?
A lot of that depends on what we see emerge in Kabul. We've already seen India has had to evacuate its diplomats from Kandahar and from Mazar-e-Sharif. And so you're already seeing a shrinking of India's diplomatic footprint. Because of the Taliban's close links with Pakistan and Pakistani intelligence, Indians and Indian workers and Indian nationals are going to be particular targets for the Taliban. We already saw that with the Reuters photographer Danish Siddiqui, who was captured and then, by some accounts, brutally tortured before he was murdered. So it's certainly true that India would find its diplomatic influence in Afghanistan greatly diminished should the Taliban come back. But for now, they're continuing to work with the government, and I think that they would be looking to see what kind of anti-Taliban coalition forms and to what extent they can help that coalition.
Sadanand Dume of the American Enterprise Institute, he writes for the Wall Street Journal about the moments that we're waiting for when the Taliban takes control. Not yet. Not immediately. Kabul is a large fortress. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Data privacy. Hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase-